This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Our friend Neil Walker, he joins at 9:30. 8:30, Jonathan Mayo, MLB.com. Covers a lot of the draft, amateur baseball, all that. The draft is in, July? It's like a month from today.
It's like with the All-Star break now, right?
Yeah.
They do it at the same time.
I got to look up the date, but it's short. It's a fast approaching. Jonathan's base right here in Pittsburgh. Wonderful, wonderful
Squirrel
man.
Squirrel Hill guy, yeah.
Yep. You could text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Okay, Crowley, you got yourself in a jam. Let's start from the very from the top. What happened with you, with the PM team, with Mahler, with all of it, with Greg Finley, the overnight producer in the AM, has a role in all of this? Go ahead, tell the tale.
Yeah, Greg Finley has a massive role in all of this. And if people haven't found this out by now, well, I'll tell them. I am not above anything for a cheap laugh. It might not even be that funny. I will sell my soul for a cheap laugh. It's all I've got is the funny. So Greg Finley, he's talking to Mueller, and he sends Mueller a text, and Mueller sends him one back, and Finley says, my left nut, was the response that Finley sent to Mueller.
Okay.
The context of which I do not know. And Finley tells me this. As I'm walking down the hall, I turn my head and I say, well, that's funny because Mueller's head looks like a left nut.
Whoa.
You know, with the bald and
yeah.
All that. Well, I guess Greg Finley then thought it was so funny. He tells Andrew Filippone, Crowley called Mueller a left nut, says he looks like a left nut. Filippone tells Mueller. Mueller's mad at me. PM team has me on
I heard
Friday.
I heard this. He shouldn't have called Chris that.
A testicle?
Yeah, that's over the top. You shouldn't comment on the way other people look like that.
He wasn't around.
Even worse.
Plus, you have to know.
Cheap laugh.
Did you say that on the air, or you just said it in the hallway?
I said it in the hallway.
See, no. Finley doesn't need to tell him that to give him on-air fodder.
All it was to make Finley laugh. Do I actually think Mueller's head looks like a left testicle? No, of course I do not.
Yes, you did, because I heard that your spot. I heard what you said on their show, and you described it chapter and verse, how he does look like that. So you really feel like that. You shouldn't call names like that.
Finley overshared. But you did say it, so you got to stand by it now. How did they approach? I did not hear things Friday afternoon.
Anger.
Yeah.
Frustration. So Mueller's done a lot for me here. Mueller really, he was banging the table to get me hired. And then I say he looks like a testicle.
Yeah,
I can understand why his feelings would be hurt.
And then Pony, you know, here's the other part. I heard the whole exchange. I forget, I was driving somewhere, I was in the car. I heard all of this. The part that was weird was they were mad at us because Donnie Football is so comfortable with us that on Fridays we have him on to check out how much he's been running and whatever, if he's made the – and he's only got like three more days to run these 30 miles, which he's going to do. He's on pace to do it. He told us all about his love life and the women he's been dating and how old one was and all that and how many dates he's been on. They were mad that he was comfortable with us to tell us more information than he tells them. So it started with that. Then Pony got on this kick. This was the part that was the big part. And this is why they decided to zero in on you. Pony was trying... Leave it to Pony. Pony had to try to position himself as the aggrieved party because that's his gig. That's his shtick. He says that for years, people in this town don't think that he says enough positive about anything, that he's a negative Nancy and he's a downer, right?
Okay.
So he said, so now he's mad that because he is on this Kenny Pickett train and driving the train, and so saying things like Kenny Pickett will be in Canton someday.
Right.
Kenny Pickett will be the best quarterback, one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL at some point, that now he's getting criticism because he's too happy.
He's being too positive.
And people shouldn't have it both ways. So he's trying to position himself as a victim. So that all came about of it, about him being mad at us too. So it's like this thing I don't even want to get into, the morning show against the PM team. It's silly. It's silly stuff. But to take those piece by piece, you probably shouldn't call another man that he says he looks like a testicle.
That's fair.
Especially a guy you work with.
And somebody a friend.
Especially a guy that's been good to you.
I like Mulsey a lot.
The second part, Donnie Football opening himself up, telling us his love life secrets or whatever. I'm here for it. Guy feels comfortable talking to us, you know? Last part, Pony just can't keep his lie straight. Like, he not his lie straight, but his shticks straight. If you just tell the truth from the beginning and really how you feel as a radio personality and you have no shtick, then you never have to worry about it. Like, he has to keep his shticks straight.
Yeah.
He honestly doesn't believe Kenny Pickett's going to be one of the top three quarterbacks ever.
He's turned it up too high.
Right.
Like, we will do that sometimes in this business. I'll be honest, we're all probably guilty of it from time to time, of taking something that we feel at like a 6 or a 7 and turning it up to 10 or 11, right?
I've never once did that in my life.
I've probably done it a couple times.
Every
exaggerated.
Single thing that I say I think is true in how I feel. So then you never have to keep your story straight.
See, here's the thing. He likes Kenny Pickett a lot. He really thinks Kenny Pickett is going to be good. But what I mean is he's over-exaggerated it now. He's turned it up to 1,000 to where he's talking about Kenny Pickett, future Hall of Famer. And it's like, whoa, Pony, pump the brakes.
I'm not reading the text that says Mahler's head does not look like a left testicle. It looks like a right testicle. I'm not reading those on the air, so don't send them anymore. Crowley.
I can't not laugh. This is my problem. I will insult my wife if there's a laugh in it. It's such a terrible problem.
Cheap humor.
And it's poor, it's potty humor. And here's the deal. I told the guys on the PM team, I have a nice left testicle. How do you even know that it's not a compliment?
Yeah, see, when you tried to wiggle out of it, it made it worse.
That's what I hear.
I heard it. I heard the segment. You tried to wiggle out of it instead of just owning it.
It was quite the, oh my gosh, these guys are really coming at me moment, because I didn't know that the testicle thing was going to come up because I didn't say that on the air. I was blindsided by testicle talk, and then on the back end, I'm smacked over the head with, why don't you think Kenny Pickett's going to be good?
How mad are you at Finley for telling them something you thought was in confidence?
Initially, I was a little irked because, I mean, I would like a little heads up that I'm walking into a hornet's nest here, but you got to own your own words. I mean, I'll try to wiggle out of it, but I did say it. It's not like I'm going to deny that I said it, so that's on me. If I do something and Finley reports it, I have to eat that. I did have a talk with Finley, though.
Yeah, how did that go? I heard, when I came in this morning, shortly thereafter, Finley came in here, and I heard him go, I need to tell you my side of the story. Like, he was all worried that you were going to jump him or something.
All's fair in love and radio. He thinks this is bad. This is good. We need a little feud here. I need to take a bite out of these guys in the afternoon. Sometimes they deserve it.
I just think that part of the problem is Pony, he can't sometimes keep his shtick straight. And it's fine. That's his thing. But when you take it to, and it wasn't even us that called him out. It was Scarpino that called him out.
Well, we did play Gnarls Barkley crazy under some of his
tweets. Oh, and we will continue
to do that.
Yes.
Because he just goes way off the rails on things.
He goes over the top.
He had, let's keep this. Now listen here. Now I'm on to something. Before Kenny Pickett was drafted by the Steelers, if you remember, and you're a historian of this radio station, and you don't even have to be a long historian like David McCullough or anything, you could just have listened the past 18 months or so. Andrew Filippone, at one point or another, had every single free agent quarterback as the next quarterback after Ben that has a pulse it's ever played in the NFL and was wanted and made a case why he loved that guy.
We all remember the extensive Jameis Winston love affair.
Right.
And that was just one case. That was just one guy. So all of a sudden now, he's in love with Kenny. And not just in love, but like madly over the moon in love with Kenny Pickett. That's great that you like him, but you've stepped on the gas far too hard.
Uh-huh. So where does how does this all end? Whose team is Donnie on? Is he on our side? Is he on their side?
I think we can turn Donnie into a sleeper agent, to be honest.
I like Donnie. Donnie's a good kid.
I gave him a hard time about his Pickett jersey over the weekend, but here nor there, we had a good talk about it.
I think it says something that Donnie Football confided in me that one of the dates that he had was a 30-year-old woman, Donnie in his mid-20s. He did not tell Andrew and Chris.
I think it's
because he trusts us.
Wait, she's 30?
30.
How old is Donnie? 22?
I think he's like 23, 24.
23. She's 30. I know what she wants. I mean, come
she
on.
She wants that young buck.
What did he say about it? Come on.
I think
his mom's not listening.
this woman might be older than his mom.
Right.
I think when he said that there was a woman earlier in the month that it wasn't going to work out with.
Yes.
I think that was the 30-year-old.
So he had a date with a 30-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And did she know he was 30 at the time?
I think he did.
Is she recently after a relationship? Like, we need to find more out about that. If you're 23 mm-hmm. and a woman is 30 and you're going on a date with her, there is one thing on your mind.
Yeah.
Let's not act like we're above anything.
Good for Donnie.
I agree.
Good on you, Donnie.
Donnie Coitus.
Yeah. Certainly. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. So, Donnie didn't offer you any more detail about that date, though?
No, now I'm concerned it won't happen again.
Now it's going to be a 50-year-old.
What? Why not?
I agree.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity, and I think women are into that.
I agree with that.
Well, the fact that he admitted that one of the two was into the fact that he's the wing guy from the Channel 4 thing a couple months back.
Well, does Donnie have real prospects, though, about like a love life? Is he trying to find an honest-to-goodness girlfriend?
He's gone on a date with this last woman two times.
Who is she?
I don't know. I don't know her social or anything like that.
Don't say her name. Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay. Oh. All right. All right. All right. Well, you know, I don't know. The whole thing gets back to Pony. I think Pony is trying to – he's afraid he's losing his grip on Donnie. He was really upset that Donnie told us all that information.
He's very possessive over Donnie.
He was. Donnie's 26, somebody's saying?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's not what I thought.
That's not quite as big a deal.
Yeah,
but still,
she was 40.
Still.
Yeah.
That's 26 to 30 isn't quite as big a gap as we thought it was. But that's still – I mean –
back to the whole crux of the information, the situation, I should say. Pony was too negative about so many things, and now he's just overselling it.
He's got to find a good negative opinion other than mediocre Mason that he can hang his hat on to kind of even things back out, you know?
I don't know where it goes. Where does it go from here for you? Because I'm not in, I just say what the truth, like the same thing I say that's my opinion, I say at the dinner table, or I say to my friends, or I say to whomever. It never varies. It's not shticky for the radio. I think that's where they get in trouble, or at least Andrew gets in trouble a little bit. I don't think that's his honest to gosh opinion all the time. Where are you with them? Like, do you think they don't like you?
I think that the friendship has been strained over the course of the last 72 hours.
Right.
I don't know where it goes from here.
That's all your own
doing. Am I concerned? Yes.
Like me, I don't care. We just do shows.
I know you don't care. I care.
I like them, but if they don't like me, so be it.
People need to like me.
This is what you get.
I need to be liked.
Why are you so worried?
It's a great question.
Why are you worried? Just be you.
Maybe because my mom never loved me.
Maybe.
No, but I'm being serious now. Just be you. Why do you care if Andrew or Chris or if Donnie, why do you care if they want to be your friend?
I want them to be my friend, but I am just going to be me. That's why I tell you the guy looks like a testicle.
Yeah, good job.
That was over the top, though.
Are you saying that because you're a bald guy? Because I didn't say it about you. See, you've got a beard.
No. I just don't think that whole, like, what people look like might be over the top.
Yeah. Well, I even said it when I was on with them.
That's not controllable, what he looks like.
That's true.
Yeah.
I said, you guys can say a lot of things about my appearance. I'm not perfect. Come after me.
Like, if you eat 9,000, if you drink beer all the time, you eat 9 million wings, whatever, then you go like, people call me fat. Well, do something about it. But he can't do anything about how he looks, his facial features.
His face is his face.
He can't do anything about looking like a
testicle. You compared it to a testicle.
What do you want to do, grow his hair out?
No, it's a throwaway joke because he's bald. I'm saying it to Finley, making Finley laugh. That's all it is.
You're not making enough about Finley really stabbing you in the back.
Well, the more mad and upset that Mueller gets with me, the more I'm going to have to put it on Finley.
Fan Hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. I'm glad we sorted nothing out right there in like 13 minutes. So good stuff. Good stuff by you, Crowley. Glad we came to no resolution. Oh, goodness.
This might just be the start.
Nathan MacKinnon had something to say. John Mayo from MLB.com. We talked to him in just a little bit. And O'Neill Cruz about long-term. We have to talk about him before the hour's out. And don't forget Neil Walker. He moves to 9:30 today. And we will speak to him. But Armstrong Comfort Solutions, always there for you. Oh, sure they are. Listen, they are absolutely great. And it is a time of season where you're going to have your air conditioner on. Make sure you got the right system in your house. They're going to beat any competitor's written quote. They ensure the best deal. So make sure you give them that call today. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, or visit armstrongcomfort.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Twitter, we're here brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge. Jeep Ram, Peters Township, visit them online. SouthHillsJeep.com. Colorado won the Stanley Cup. Nathan MacKinnon talked afterwards. You know, he mentioned a guy from his hometown.
Well, yesterday, my room number was 1787. So we just felt like it was fate. I don't know. We both love Sid. And we just knew we were going to win when I got that room number.
There we go. There we go, Nathan MacKinnon.
That's cool. Because Cogliano skated over to him right before that and just yelled, 87! As they were celebrating after the game.
So we always do this. People in Pittsburgh will try to grab some sort of solace out of that and try to be a part of it. They'll attach themselves to somebody else's glory, and that'll happen there. He said it, so that's good, but there's no – I don't know. I find it funny that people will celebrate that today. Be like, oh, look, he mentioned Sid. I guess. I don't know.
I thought it was a cool show of respect for Crosby. And look, they're friends. They're buddies. They know each other. They're from, like you said, the same hometown. They're both from Cole Harbor. But I did think it was – it gives you a sense, I think, anyway, of just how important Sidney Crosby is to a lot of younger guys who are in the league.
Crosby said nice things about MacKinnon. He released the statement. Yeah. I don't know how that got out. Maybe email, text, whatever. But then MacKinnon said that he was drunk at a couple of Crosby's celebrations with the cup. He said, Sid better be drunk at mine. I'm telling you what right now. There's a 0% chance Crosby's getting drunk to celebrate somebody else winning Stanley Cup. He ain't doing that. Not my Sidney Crosby.
No, I don't think so. And I guess MacKinnon will have a parade. Now, is it still to where, and are there any, even on staff or whatever, is it still true that the Cup isn't going to Russia? But are there any Russians?
That's a really
good question. Nishushkin's got to be Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my best guess there.
Yeah, Nishushkin. I'm just scanning the roster real quick. There's Mikhail Maitsev. I don't know if he'll get a day with the cup or not.
Lekkonen sounds.
Now they said, what was it, a month ago or a couple weeks ago? We don't think that the Cup will go to Russia, even upon request from any Russian people.
Wow.
That's tough if you're Nishushkin,
right?
That is. That guy, you know what, though? It's not going to be tough for long. That guy just made himself a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. He'll just take it to Florida.
That's right.
I mean, that's what all the Russians do.
That's all they
can't go to back to Russia.
Miami.
They just go to Florida.
They just won't be able to hang out with the oligarchs.
Yes. So I do wonder if that's got to be the case, right? They can't let it go to Russia.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're taking it over there.
No, not at all. I mean, whew. Anyway. All right, Jonathan Mayo, he joins us coming up next to talk about amateur baseball. And that really interesting report from Peter Gammons. I wonder how Jonathan feels about the Pirates farm system. We have to ask him that coming up in just a couple minutes. And don't forget Neil Walker. He joins at 9:30 today. Neil Walker joins at 9:30 today, so we'll talk to him. But first, listen here. Your Ford your way, Schultz Ford. Custom order your Ford your way and receive $1,000 in order incentives, $500 from Ford and an extra $500 from Schultz Ford. Order in person, one of the three president-winning Schultz Ford locations, Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin, and you're looking for an F-150, a pre-owned certified F-150, they've got 90 of them. So go on and get one. You can order online. You can order in person. SchultzFord.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, having a tough time ringing John Mayo, we are, Crowley?
That's right.
Okay, all right, we move on. 412-928-9370. If he has a number, he'll get in touch with us. If not, we'll talk to Neil Walker. We're going to talk to him either way, coming up at 9:30. What do we make of this? Why don't you read us what was written by Peter Gammons over the weekend? Because this one, is this a bit much? What did Peter Gammons write in The Athletic?
Yeah, so Peter Gammons has been doing this for about 976 years. So when he
covered
writes,
Honus Wagner,
yeah, he did
his debut.
So here's what he wrote: someone within the Pirates organization, longtime baseball coach, organizational instructor, now working with the Pirates, says that, quote, the Pirates will win it all in the next 5 years. Their talent base from Double A up is championship quality.
Okay, See. You can lay that out like that, and that's fine. It's somebody's opinion, particularly somebody that works inside the Pirates organization. And I'm glad they feel that way. That means things are getting better. But what it does is for me at least, it then discounts that the Cubs, the Reds, the Cardinals, the Brewers can get better too. You know, it doesn't discount that, but it doesn't tell the whole tale. And they're not doing that on purpose. It doesn't just evolve in a vacuum.
Well, everybody
else
that might stand between
them. The Cubs are behind them, and I'm just talking about in the division. The Cubs are behind them, and they're proven to spend a ton of money to throw money at problems.
And I look at it also from the perspective of you know, why? I appreciate the fact that you have confidence in your organization and the way you're developing players. That's great. But when you put that hard definition on what success is going to be in the next 5 years, and look, the ultimate success in any team sport is winning a championship. I get that. But all that person had to say, whether it was to Peter Gammons or whoever else reported it and Gammons tweeted it out, was, look, in the next 5 years, we're going to be really freaking good. Look out. But when you put that definitive goal on there of in the next 5 years, we're going to win a championship, man. We're just that good. We're stacked. Look at the lower levels. Our system. Blah, blah, blah. Now, in the next 5 years, if this organization doesn't win a world championship, and I'm not putting money on it happening, then it'll feel like a disappointment to some because, well, that guy said they were going to do it. It's just, it's odd to me that you would put that hard a definition on what you expect to be, on what your level of success or expectation is to be in the next 5 years.
To me, all it got me was excited, but my expectation level hasn't changed. I don't think I'm ever going to see the Pirates win a World Series in my life because it's a really hard thing to do. I don't know that I'm ever going to see the Penguins or the Steelers win a championship. It's just a hard thing to accomplish, and we've seen it so much already. I just think the Pirates are going to be good here within the next couple of years. I don't know that they make the playoffs.
All right, stop right there. Yeah, stop right there. Be good. All right, look, I want the Pirates to be good too. But take it from me, and I'm the oldest one of the bunch here. They won a championship in my lifetime. I was three. I didn't see them win it. That being said, the landscape right now is probably harder for them to win one than it's ever been. So part of it is, sure, the owner spending money. The other part of it is, too, the landscape of baseball. When those things all crash together, no matter how good you are homegrown, where is the trending to, okay, they're going to win a World Series? The best span that we saw, outside of Bonds, Bonilla, and those guys, the best span that we saw, that three-year span that we just saw, it's getting on now in years, but what we saw, how close were they really? When you really think, look, I was wrapped up in it. We were in the middle of it. It was great. You go a whole regular season. Every single night, you're excited, meaningful baseball. You play a wild card. How close were they really when you got into a wild card in a playoff series? What did they win? So are we thinking that in the next half decade or the next decade that they're going to reach, even if they reach those heights, is that close? Like, is that really there?
And this is an important point in this Peter Gammons thing. The person who said this to him said the talent base from AA up is championship quality. Well, just because you have the talent that's championship caliber doesn't mean that you're going to win a championship. I mean, they had a 98-win season during that three-year run.
And I think that's my point.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly it. They had a great baseball team. It didn't mean they were going to win at all. It's just, again, it strikes me as an odd sort of, not odd, because, again, I appreciate the confidence in the organizational development and all that, but to say, next 5 years, we're going to win it all is, oh, my man, pump the brakes. You might be very good. It doesn't mean you're going to win it all.
The only way I would feel comfortable saying that if I were in that person's shoes is if I knew that my team was going to make the postseason each of the next 5 years, because then at least your ticket's going in the hat, so to speak.
Right.
But with the Pirates.
All right, it's 2022. Mm-hmm. When's the next time the Pirates will play, wild card included? When's the next time the Pirates will play a postseason game, if you will? Wild card included. Because I think the earliest window, honestly, is like 2027, maybe.
Mm. I think 2025 would be the year.
Yeah, I was going to say 25 as well. 25, 26.
Because, again, I look at, too, it's people can say, oh, the Pirates are getting better. The Pirates have O'Neill Cruz. The Pirates maybe have some young arms that can get better. My gosh, you have a shortstop that you maybe could play now. Even if you move Cruz, you got two shortstops. You got a third baseman that you've signed. Wow, you're going to keep Reynolds around. Second baseman, you just drafted somebody that's going to rock it through the system. All right, all of that you could say about this team. The other four teams in the division are going to try to get better, and they're all going to spend money. Cincinnati, you can make the argument maybe they will. We've seen Milwaukee, what they do. They go in big, wide swathing. Yes, they do this. Then they fall down for a couple years. Then they throw a bunch of money at it. St. Louis always has a farm system, always has arms, always has people there. And then with, you know, what happens with the Cubs, they throw money at problems.
And again, that's just in your division. There are other teams that you'll be battling with if you were talking about wild card positioning. That name me a team in the National League that routinely doesn't try to spend as much as possible. You know, the National League, you think about the A's and the Rays and the Royals and some of those other teams that don't traditionally spend money. They're over on the other side of things.
I mean, we saw a team yesterday that, you know, in Tampa, that they have an unbelievable record. And they can't, they're 11 and a half games back or whatever.
They can never, what the Pirates could do, this guy could be completely right, this source in the Gammon story, that they have a farm system that's championship caliber. Great. But even if ownership does supplement with the Lirianos and the Russell Martins, we saw what that got them, which was nothing but a Johnny Cueto dropping the ball. You still need to be able to spend that extra mile. And I don't think, even if you believe Pirates ownership has more money to spend than they
did
have.
And Liriano and Happ and guys right. like that, they what?
But don't you need to spend even more?
Yes, you do. The biggest mistake, and everybody knows it, I'm not breaking any news, was the next year. They didn't need to serve us John Neese. They needed to try to string that out as long as they could.
They could have paid half.
They didn't,
absolutely.
They didn't need to tear that thing down.
Right.
Which is effectively what they did over the course of, 8 to 10 months. They let Pedro walk away. They trade Neil. And then they later traded Melanson, which, they had the core intact. They could have kept it together for a few more years.
I appreciate the optimism from that person. But I don't see it until at least 2027, maybe 2028. And then at that point in time, is Reynolds still in the middle of what he's doing?
He's not even here.
Right. That's why people think I'm nuts. I would have traded Brian Reynolds yesterday. I think you align more with O'Neill Cruz's age than Brian Reynolds' age right now.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, you're with the 23-year-olds right now.
I think you move the window up, actually, if you trade Brian Reynolds. He's 27. 27.
Yeah, you're not hanging up the phone if people are calling you about him. You're listening.
And Mackey did say that whenever he was on.
And their stars are getting younger. That's the best players in their organization are getting younger. That's one huge positive with the Pirates right now. But if you don't find pitching, if you don't develop pitching, if you don't have homegrown pitching, you can forget about it. You're not going to go out. You're not the Yankees. You're not going to buy five starters. You're not the Phillies way back. You're not going to buy five starters. You got to at least develop three of them. That's what has to happen now, to at least two.
And they don't have enough
three.
Guys close to Cruz's age and point in development who are that ready.
Like, Quinn Priester better be good.
Right.
And it really has hurt that, what's his name, that's up now? That
Keller.
That Mitch Keller has not skyrocketed and been. He was a huge, gigantic key to this organization.
And you look at the other guys that are listed amongst their top 15, top 20 prospects who are starting pitchers. Most of them aren't anywhere near that level as to be ready in the next year or two.
And that COVID year really screws a team like the Pirates, because the minors, it's a year of development you just lose out on.
Is Tony La Russa right or is Tony La Russa wrong? We dive into that coming up in just a little bit. Top of the hour, Ross Tucker. A lot of people are going to hate what he said. We revisit that. That is for sure. And Neil Walker, he joins at 9:30. Good morning. All right, I just heard something in that traffic update by Greg McAtee that is it. Is there something worse other than you've been in an accident, which nobody wants? But he said that there was an accident inside the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. So if you are inside the tunnel, stopped inside one of the tunnels, is that the worst thing in terms of being in traffic? Because here's the deal. If you turn the air conditioner on, the air that you can feel coming in is just not good. The sounds, too, are so loud with the reverberation, even if the cars aren't moving. And you can't ever really see. There's no bends, so you can't see. The road is just dead straight.
Right.
So you can't ever see how things are going. It is the worst thing in the world as far as, not in the world, but Local traffic, there's nothing worse than being stuck inside of one of the tunnels.
No.
There can't be anything worse, can there?
Well, being stuck on a bridge can at times be disconcerting because especially you feel it bouncing sometimes when there's big trucks going by. Either one, tunnel or a bridge, well, being stuck.
If you feel the bridge bouncing, you're all right. When the bridge stops bouncing is when you're in trouble a lot of times. I think.
Don't like the tunnel.
Has a little give.
The tunnel's bad. I'm stopped, and I always think that there's some sort of terrible reason why it's stopped. Uh-huh. And I start planning my escape route, thinking about how I'll get my daughter out, and if only she could survive what happens to me. I always take my mind to the worst place.
Even if you don't have claustrophobia, being stopped inside a tunnel forces a sense of claustrophobia. It just does. And then you have the emergency vehicle guys trying to get up. Oh, I had a joker. I forgot to tell you this. I had a joker on Thursday. Thursday was the golf thing, so it was Friday. We did our show in here. I had the guy in Green Tree Hill that was doing the, I'm in a motorcycle, so I'm going to go in between the cars that are going very slow, almost to a stop, and wiggle through traffic, and I was waiting for somebody to open their door and just stop
bang.
The guy.
Yeah.
That is I tell you, that grates on you, that move. It's highly, it's legal in some states, or at least it used to be. I don't know if it still is. That is highly frustrating that guy is beating all the traffic. And he was not just going up the middle. Then he went for a time and went on the shoulder. Then he went in between the car. There was a car kind of like off to the side. He went and went in between the cars. Then he went in the middle of them.
The shoulder move bothers me a good bit less than the going through the, you know, riding the white line basically between lanes. That's bad form.
He was doing both. And this was like a souped up moped almost. It wasn't even a motorcycle that you really should have on Green Tree Hill. What do you make of the guys that have and they have plates on them so the street legal? The joker that's got pretty much the dirt bike out on the street. You ever see that guy?
I can't stand any of it. I really can't. And I'm all about motorcycle rights. We got your back, Ron Cook. But it drives me crazy when guys do the thing between the lines or they go on the side. Just because you're riding a motorcycle doesn't mean that you don't have to follow the same rules the rest of us are.
Right.
You're not some god, okay? If we're stopping traffic, how important do you think you are? Yeah. I mean, is this a chase scene in a Marvel movie? You got to go down the side of the road?
This guy
was traffic
right
like
in the middle. Because I felt like a presence for a moment in my rearview mirror. I was like, what's happened? And then over my shoulder, he went right in between the cars. We were stopped right by the runaway truck sand pile. He went right.
Yeah, that's.
It was a shadow over me. I was like, what's this? And then, bang, the guy went through.
You have to know you look like a jackass when you do that, right?
And that guy sucks, and so does the guy that pulls through the parking lot to avoid the red light that's backed up.
Oh, I do that all the time.
That is, you can be pulled over for that, right?
I'm sure I could.
Can you?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because you're going through private property, but they can't. Somebody that works at 7-Eleven can't pull you over. What are they going to do, yell at you?
Sometimes there'll be signs that say no through traffic, and if there are, I think you can get got.
But here's the thing. It says no through traffic from 7-Eleven. They got no powers of arrest.
Like, there's one. I've told you this before,
but
Kyle,
I don't do that move.
There's one on 51, right by where the old Kmart used to be. There's a BP station there, and you can turn right on red there. So if I'm behind three cars that are all going straight, and I can wiggle through the parking lot and do so safely, then I'll go ahead and do that. Maybe that's poor form too.
Yeah, I don't like that move. That whole if you're turning right, you're going straight and you're making a right. It's the people that cut through the parking lot so as to avoid waiting in that line. Man, that gets me.
Yeah, I just took down the motorcycle driver who does crazy stuff, and then I do that because I guess I am that important.
Do you really do that?
Like, I do that.
Will you wiggle through where people are pumping their gas?
Oh.
Right in through there?
Come on, let me do that move? Let me tell you, all the time.
All the time?
All the time.
Is there like a routine spot that you go by all the time where you cut through the park?
Yeah, there's one on Bower Hill. I forget what the adjacent road is there.
Okay.
Might be Gilkison, but I'm always going through the in Mount Lebanon. I'm always
as
going
as people
there.
Are backed up at the red light, you just say, I'm not, this is too long for
Adam
me.
Adam Crowley,
but you're not ripping through
that
at like 30 miles an hour. You're slowly pulling through the parking lot responsibly.
Nonetheless, that's
no, you're shaking your head now.
Like, I'm not flying through there, but I'm not going 15.
Well, the key is you need to get on the other side before you would if you would have waited for the red light, or else it's all for naught.
If you miss that, then you have to wait to make your right turn whenever everyone else is legally making
their
turn.
Well, you don't even have to beat your old spot. You got to beat the first car making a right, or
exactly.
else the snake comes after you, you know, and you can't get back in. I don't do that move, though. It frustrates me. I hate that move. That guy's a cheater.
What do you think about guy that whenever you're entering the tunnel, if it's all backed up, if you're coming down the right side, going through the four-pit tunnel, you wait all the way until the end before you merge? Or do you merge right whenever you come in?
I'm not the first merger, like where it says merge half mile. I'm not that guy, but I'm not the last guy.
I might be the last guy every time.
See,
what they tell you to do, though. They tell you to wait until the last possible moment to merge. That's supposed to keep traffic moving more smoothly.
Avoiding a traffic control device is a violation, Adam. You can and should be ticketed for this. I've witnessed accidents and near deaths because of this.
Adam, you're a swear word.
Yes, it's what people are writing.
Oh, for God's sakes. There has never been a time where I've been close to causing an accident.
I'm with you,
that
Crowley.
Red light's there for a reason, though. The red light's there to control traffic. 7-Eleven or whomever, Sheetz, Get-Go, whatever. American Natural, in your case. They didn't pay for this to... They didn't have their parking lot, so you can treat it like an autobahn.
They had their parking lot there, though, because they know that is a high traffic area.
For people to stop and buy stuff, not drive through.
This is what I would say to and I respect police officers. This is what I would say to a police officer who tried to pull me over.
Tried.
Who did pull me over?
Okay.
I was going to get gum, and then I thought better of it because you know what? I actually have some place to be.
There you go.
That's all it is.
I found some gum in my car as I was pulling through this parking lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I thought
so I
needed gas. Then
going.
I looked at the prices. I said, hell with this. I think I can make it home.
I'm going to chance it.
Yes. I think I'll get there. All right. Coming up next, Ross Tucker. He said something really interesting on our show not long ago about the Steelers running back situation. Agree? Disagree? Or somewhere in the middle? Neil Walker, 9:30. We'll talk to everything about Neil because, well, we love talking to him. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now is the time to get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. 75 today, 79 tomorrow. Two beautiful days, that's for sure.
That's the weather.
Sure is. QC Kinetics, they are there for you all the time. Latest in precision medicine using natural biologics. Listen, QC Kinetics, really exciting stuff here. And right here, when I say here, I mean right here in Western Pennsylvania. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving you access to this modern-day joint pain solution. You can get lasting joint pain relief, no drugs, no steroids, no downtime, and no surgeries. You've heard Emmett Smith and other high...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.